The scripture of this service is Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. I'll read it for you. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction." Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 8,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, Indonesia, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, France, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local centers in Korea. And members were attending this service through satellites, the internet, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. This is the second session of the Space and Dimension series. In the last session, I talked to you briefly about the concept of dimensions, which is categorized by the concept of space. You can understand the following messages only when you understand those basic concepts. So let's review it briefly. The first dimension is the space of the first heaven, which is the physical space in which we are living. The second dimension is the space in the second heaven, and it has the area of light called Eden and the area of the darkness. The third dimension is the space of the third heaven, which has a kingdom of heaven in which we will live forever. The fourth dimension is the space of the fourth heaven, and it is exclusive space for God the Trinity. I also told you the dimensions of the heavens are strictly separated, but at the same time, each space is closely linked together. In the space of the first heaven, in which we are living, sometimes the gate of the space of the second heaven opens. Sometimes the space of the third heaven or the fourth heaven can open too. So if you read the Bible, many records of the gate of the second or the third or the fourth heaven open. So after you hear all these messages, then when you read the Bible, you can understand, this is the gate of the first, second, or third heaven, or fourth heaven. When Stephen was stoned to death, right before he lost his death, his life, the Bible says the sky was open and he saw our Lord standing right right-hand side of God. Which gate of which heaven opened? Third? Fourth? The fourth heaven. The original place for the throne of God is the fourth heaven, okay? So if you read the Bible, you can understand after you understand this space and dimension. And then the flood of Noah, which gate is it? That's right, the second heaven. So you will understand after you hear this message. When another spiritual space is opened into this physical space, the higher dimension rules over the lower dimension. You are living in the first heaven, but you would like to rule the second heaven, right? I mean, if you go to third heaven, you cannot use the term like a rule or order. The flow of time or the natural laws of the dimension all operate according to the rules of the higher dimension. If the gate to the second heaven opens and something from the second heaven comes out into the first heaven, it doesn't adhere to the rules of the first heaven. It will move in the first heaven according to the rules of the second heaven. That's because second heaven is higher than the first heaven. I will elaborate on this with examples later. At this time, I will mainly talk about the things that happen when the space of the second heaven opens in the first heaven. I hope your insight will be broadened through this message. This visible world is not everything. There is an invisible but true and eternal world. I hope that you will have the eyes to see this true and eternal world. The first heaven, namely what you can see with your own eyes, is nothing when compared to the spiritual space that is invisible. God the Father can do countless things that are beyond man's understanding in the spiritual spaces of higher dimensions. I hope you'll be able to advance beyond this limited physical dimension and go forward with hope for your life in the higher dimensions. And I hope that you can rule and over. I hope you can have such power. You can do it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there are many records in the Bible that describe the incidents in which the things of the second heaven took place in the first heaven. To find those biblical records, we first have to know about the space of the second heaven. The second heaven is mainly divided into the space of light called Eden and the space of darkness. God made a garden eastward in Eden for the first man Adam, and this is the Garden of Eden. So, in the east of Eden, there was a Garden of Eden. The second heaven belongs to the spiritual world. So the Garden of Eden is inside Eden. The second heaven belongs to the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, nothing perishes or dies. So the enemy devil and Satan and Lucifer and evil spirits and their messengers, they do not die. That's why they are confined in the abyss during the millennium kingdom forever and ever. This is the same in the third and the fourth heaven. But the second heaven has something different from the other parts of the spiritual world. The beings there are spiritual beings, but they have imperishable physical bodies. We can understand this distinctive character of the Garden of Eden through the case of Adam, the first man. Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 through 9 says, "Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground." So, the earth is the first heaven, okay? "And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life." So, Father blew it. Can you hear it? Okay, Father blew it, okay? To the nostrils of Adam. And man became a living being. So the first man was formed of dust from the ground. Father God made it. And then after that, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Then the man became a living being. Father God is just spirit itself. But the man is called a living being. So that means that being also exists. The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden. So the east in Eden, he created a garden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food. So, in the Garden of Eden, there are only good trees, good-looking trees. Okay? They are pleasing to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So in the midst of the garden, he placed them. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. Now, the people who are living in the Garden of Eden can eat from the tree of life. No, they don't necessarily have to. Okay? Because they are living beings. They don't need to eat them. I don't experience any kind of miracle after applying or drinking once with water because I'm always healthy. But still, it is good. I drink once with water. I usually don't drink much water. Sometimes, you know, scientists said that, you know, we have to drink a certain amount of water, but I don't usually that much water. Sometimes I don't drink at all a day. Usually about one-third of a glass I drink. But still, I'm healthy. I don't need to drink lots of water. Since I am healthy, I don't need to drink all kinds of, you know, special food, which is good for health. Even though I don't eat them, I am healthy. Such things may be needed for those people who are not healthy. So don't try to, you know, buy me any, you know, special food, okay? Because I'm healthy. But in the beginning of the church, so many people tried to buy me such stuff. And I told them that I'm healthy, you don't need to buy them for me. God made Adam from the dust of the ground on the earth in the first heaven. Then, when God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, he became a living being. In other words, a living spirit. Adam was a living spirit who was made from the dust, so we can see him and touch him like people of the first heaven. Just like you teach, just like you see and touch. Okay. But because he is a living spirit, his body would not have died forever. God made the Garden of Eden for this living spirit, Adam. Since he has a body which is imperishable, Adam doesn't need to live in the first heaven. That's why Adam was invited into the Garden of Eden, and he lived there. So Garden of Eden is not an ordinary garden that you may imagine. Okay? It is so vast. Don't even compare it with the earth. The Garden of Eden cannot be compared with earth. Even though they have, you know, countless unlimited descendants, all of them can live there. So just imagine how vast and how huge the Garden of Eden must be. Okay? And I explained how vast this universe is. There is no limit, okay? In other words, God created the trees from which Adam could eat, and other plants and nature. Therefore, the natural environment in the Garden of Eden is just like Adam, the living spirit. It's the same with Eve, Adam's wife, and their descendants, to whom they gave birth there. If they died, or if the trees, you know, decay, then they may need, you know, restroom, and then they will smell, and they need a place to bury their dead bodies. But they do not perish, okay? In other words, they are spiritual beings, but they can be seen and touched even in the physical world. They are different from the spiritual beings such as angels in the third heaven. They can be seen only with spiritual eyes. Therefore, if an object from the second heaven comes out to the space of the first heaven, those people in the first heaven can see and touch it. The Bible writes about the gate of the second heaven opening and objects from the second heaven coming down to the first heaven. What are they? First, it is the rain that came down from heaven at the time of the judgment of the flood in Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7 verses 11 and 12 say, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month. Isn't that the number you are familiar with? The 17th. On the same day, all the fountains of the great deep burst open, and the floodgates of the sky were opened. The floodgates, it used plural form, okay? The rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. Today, most people think this just happened only within the confines of the planet Earth. It says, all the fountains of the great deep burst open and the floodgates of sky were opened. But with our common sense, this does not make sense. How could there be such great amount of water sufficient to flood and cover even the highest mountains of the earth? Where in the world is such water? Even if it were possible, after the flood, where did that vast amount of water go?
two thousand seven hundred eighty meters
high, the highest mountain of Korean Peninsula. The mountain Everest is higher than 8,000 meters. Now, where in the world is water which can cover that such high mountains? Therefore, we should not try to find the answer within this physical world. We have to find the answer from the Garden of Eden, which is located in the second heaven. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 says, the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. It said, before the 6 days of creation began, the whole earth was covered by water. But on the second day of creation, God divided this body of water into two. Genesis chapter 1 verses 6 and 7 says, then God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So there is an expanse in the midst of the waters, okay? And let it separate the waters from the waters. God made expanse and separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. Now, think about it. Now, there are land and sea, right? Now, above the expanse, where is the water? Here, the expanse refers to the sky that we see on earth. The water below the expanse became the sea and lakes of the earth, and the water above the expanse was gathered at the fountains of the great deep. From these fountains of the great deep originated rivers that ran through the Garden of Eden, and it was divided into the four major rivers mentioned in Genesis 2 verses 10 through 14. And at the time of the judgment of the flood, God burst the fountains of the great deep. When He opened the gate of the second heaven, that water was poured down to the earth in the first heaven. Garden of Eden is so much wider and bigger than this earth. It is beyond comparison. Also, the amount of water contained in the rivers of Eden cannot be compared to the amount of water of this earth. Therefore, if the river from Eden flows out to this earth, it is more than enough to cover the whole earth. Of course, just the same amount of water which is in this earth pours down from the sky, the whole world will be covered. Okay? It can be covered. The whole earth can be covered. Okay? Because the area of sea is much bigger than the land, right? The area of the land. Furthermore, God burst the fountains of the great deep, which is the origin of the rivers of Eden. And by opening the gate of the second heaven, connecting the first heaven, God let the water in Eden pour down like rain on earth. This is expressed as floodgates of sky were opened. We can see the floodgates of sky is in plural form. This tells us that it was not just one gate at a particular spot in the sky. God opened all the spaces of the second heaven that are connected with the earth. Not only for the area where Noah was living, but God let the water of the second heaven pour down on all parts of the earth simultaneously. So, within 40 days, even the highest mountain on earth was beneath the flood. After the judgment, this water was carried back to the second heaven again. How was it possible? Genesis chapter 8 verses 1 and 2, King James Version says, "And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made the wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged." The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. God first closed the fountains which He had opened for the judgment of the flood. And then He blocked the windows of the sky to stop the water from the second heaven coming down to the earth and first heaven. But He didn't close the space between the first heaven and the second heaven completely. It says, God caused the wind to pass over the earth and the water assuaged. Here, the wind is not natural wind. It is tremendously strong wind made by the four living creatures of God. Therefore, the water that was covering the earth went back to the Eden in the second heaven in various forms, including water vapors. For this reason, the Bible says the windows were stopped, not closed. Likewise, when things in the second heaven come out to or go back from the first heaven, God moves the four living creatures. I hope you will remember this point. Dear brothers and sisters, in the Garden of Eden in the second heaven, things are spiritual beings, but they also have the visible and tangible physical bodies. Therefore, if it is water, we feel it just like the waters of this earth. And if it's fire, it can burn the things just like the fire on this earth. For example, at the judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, fire and brimstone came down from heaven like rain. Genesis chapter 19 verse 24 says, "Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven." The Lord out of heaven means that God opened the gates of the second heaven and brought down brimstone and fire from the second heaven. It is the same when Elijah confronted 850 prophets of Gentile gods and brought down fire from heaven. The First Kings, chapter 18, verses 37 and 38 says, "Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust. and licked up the water that was in the trench. On this occasion as well, God brought down the fire from the second heaven. The fire of the second heaven can burn the things in the first heaven. Through the lecture on Genesis, you know the descendants of Adam are still living in the Garden of Eden. Since you have your spiritual eyes open, you can see them, right? When Father God opens the gate to the second heaven, you can see them. Sooner or later, we will be able to put them in a camera. Right now, it cannot be captured on camera. If we can, then we will open it. Since we can see them through our eyes, we cannot take a picture on our cameras. It will be much better if we can. It was only Adam and Eve who ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and was driven out from Garden of Eden to this earth. Adam and Eve had given birth to many descendants, but they didn't eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So it was only Adam and Eve. Even before Adam and Eve committed sin, according to God's command, be fruitful and multiply, they gave birth to many children. And those children have been living in the garden, giving birth to many children again. They learned the things that Adam learned from God and developed them to have formed a very advanced civilization. So many years passed in the Garden of Eden as well. When Father God explained to me before, He said, years that we can never imagine have passed. So, if they wanted, they could also come down to this earth in the first heaven from the Garden of Eden. Before Adam committed that sin, he had the authority to rule over and subdue the first heaven. And Adam visited earth quite often. It was not Adam alone, but some of the children came along with him. But since Adam was driven out to this earth, the people in the Garden of Eden had much less freedom than before to visit this earth. After the flood of Noah, it became very strict. But it doesn't mean they cannot visit earth at all. In special cases, they can visit earth in the first heaven. The pyramids. In Egypt. In the area of Gaza. I explained that, Adam came down to the pyramids using UFO. And when we took a picture, we saw UFO. A UFO was taken in the picture. When we went to Egypt, we took a picture, and we have a picture of UFO. We proved what Father God said during the Genesis lecture. When the people of the Garden of Eden visit Earth, they have a flying object which they use for transportation, and it is what we call UFO, unidentified flying objects. So many countries know about UFOs. In the States, in the United Kingdom, in Japan, and many other countries witness the UFO. If you go to Latin America, so many people witness UFO. And there are even countries which have their soldiers so that the soldiers can, operate in the emergency. They worry about whether the UFOs may attack them. They don't have to worry about it, but And nowadays, you see them quite often, right? So time is very near, you should know. So when we see the UFO officially, then people will not be confused. We have seen UFOs quite a few times from our church, and they were also recognized by the research institution. Can you see them? Can you see that white light moves very fast? Most people think some aliens are flying in the UFOs, but it's not true. It's either the people of the Garden of Eden in them, or some of those UFOs are unmanned aircraft, which is used for surveillance purpose. Well, sometimes cherubims are in them. Sometimes leaders of them are in the UFOs. But because there is justice set by God, those people of the Garden of Eden cannot come down to this earth to talk to us or shake hands with us. But someday, there will certainly be a time to clearly show to the people that those who are flying in the UFOs are not aliens, but people from the Garden of Eden. The science of this earth cannot catch them because they are so fast. And the UFOs, you know, the people think, you know, UFO disappear going up, up, up in the sky. Okay? The gate to the second heaven opens and they disappear into them. So, no matter what the people of this earth use, they cannot catch them. Even if they, you know, shoot, you know, missiles, they cannot catch them. They cannot, the people cannot shoot those UFOs down. You have seen clouds, right? Can you show us the clouds? In the Bible, our Lord, when He ascended into heaven, He disappeared into the clouds. If He goes up and up and up, His disciples could see Him going up and up. But clouds appeared, and our Lord disappeared into the clouds. So we have seen those clouds appearing, disappearing many times, right? When the clouds disappear, it, you know, rolls down, okay? It rolls up and down when it disappears. This can be done when we use the justice in the higher dimensions than the justice of the second heaven. So, if you cannot understand this space and dimension, you cannot understand the Bible. Well, Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by the fire. Where is that fire from? When Elijah competed with the 850 prophets, where did that fire come from? I mean, if the Lord ascended into the sky over and over again, the temperature in the high atmosphere is very cold. It's 70 degrees below zero. I mean, if it goes up, it will be, you know, colder. And how can those living beings can come down to this earth? You cannot understand the Bible with the knowledge of this world. Through the gate connected to the second heaven, fire and brimstone can come down, and the water also can come down.
제가 전에 참 감격스러운 것은
I was full of emotion when Father God explained to me I was in a mountain to pray. Father God told me to look up to the sky and pay attention to the winds and clouds. So I explained to you and I went up to mountains to pray. There was a reason. So I went to mountains and while I prayed, I looked up to the sky all the time. And what happened was there were many clouds. I think it was the southwest direction. The clouds were sucked in the some spot in the southwest side of the sky, and it disappeared. So I called Elder Choi and other Deacon Lee and others. And the clouds were sucked in to that spot. And other clouds came in, and those clouds were sucked into the spot. About an hour later, all the clouds disappeared, all sucked into the spot. And other spots, other different kinds of cloud came out. I think that's the one. The clouds disappeared, and the other side of the sky, clouds came out. And since then, Father God has started to show us many incidents about the space and dimensions. And after that, Father God worked so that you could see. So you saw many clouds appearing and disappearing in many parts of the sky. So, when Father God opens the gates, not just one gate, but all the gates, such great amount of water can come down. I ask you to pray for this always. Dear brothers and sisters, we will be able to prove that the people in the UFOs are not aliens, but they are people from the Garden of Eden. Then we can prove, we can explain where the Garden of Eden is, so all the believers can understand the Bible, and those unbelievers can have faith. They can have, and they can see that they have to believe in the Bible. When we are able to show these things before their eyes, they can believe. There are many more things that we can show, but there are so many people who do not, who will not believe. So the time will come when we will be able to see all these things, and those people of goodness will accept the Lord as their Savior. Dear brothers and sisters, at the time of Jesus' birth, there was a star that guided the three magi, and it is also a star of the second heaven. Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 says, After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. The star was ahead of them so that you know those three magi could follow. Now, these three magi, they had to sleep, right? Then the star should stop as well. When they walk slowly or when they run on camels, then the star should kept, you know, should keep pace with them, right? And if the star is so high in the sky, do you think, you know, those three magi can, you know, catch the direction? They cannot know. They couldn't know. The star was very low, and it showed the direction. That's why Father God showed movements of stars many times. He opened the gate of the second heaven, and He showed us the movement of stars many times to us. Now, can you see those stars in the circle, inside the circle? Can you see them? Can you see them?
원이 없으면 그 안에 있는 거. 네, 저렇게 하나 또는 두 개 또는 세 개가
One or two or three stars, you know, moved freely. We can see some stars combined as one and separated. Father God showed them to us. The star in the sky moved according to the speed of the Magi, and when they reached the destination, it stopped. If this star was a star of the first heaven, it would break the order of the universe and cause a great problem. And, you know, no star can come close to the earth, okay? That's because all the stars in the first heaven have their own paths that are already set. Therefore, we can see that the star that guided the three Magi is not a star of the first heaven. God moved the star in the second heaven so that there was no influence at all in the first heaven. Then God opened the space of the second heaven where the stars was moving so that the Magi could see it. So the garden of the star which can be seen in the Garden of Eden could be watched in the first heaven through the open gate. God also showed such movement of stars many times. There were three stars moving at the same time, a star that moved zigzag. The reason Father God showed them to us, when a star moved zigzag, and there was a star in the direction of the star was going. And then before it collided into the another, it changed its direction and went to other way. We saw such stars of movement, such movement of the stars many times. So when you went to the Muan Sweet Water site, so many people saw movement of stars at night. I got a telephone call. The three stars are moving. Then we were doing the same thing. We were able to see those three stars moving, the same stars that other members of the church were watching 300 kilometers afar. Father God showed them to us so that we do not doubt it. God showed us some movements of stars that cannot take place in the first heaven. The stars that moved at that time were the stars of the second heaven. God showed the space of the second heaven and showed them to us at those moments. Lastly, let me explain one more thing. The manna that the sons of Israel ate during the Exodus was also from the second heaven. Today's scripture, Exodus chapter 16, verse 4 says, Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction. God said He would rain bread from heaven. This manna looked like coriander seed and tasted like wafers with honey. God gave this manna to the sons of Israel for 40 years while they were in the wilderness. Why? They are the people of the flesh. And manna is something that the people in the Garden of Eden eat. And Father God gave that food to the people in the wilderness. And so it tasted like a coriander, and it tasted like wafers with honey. In the Garden of Eden, people eat very small portion of food. So the people, Israelites, complained because they were just small. The amount was small. But the nutrition was so great. So even though they ate small portion, nobody starved, okay? You should understand this point. So when I give another lecture on Genesis, you may be able to understand why dinosaurs gathered at the place together and why the people and why the things in the Garden of Eden can eat only the small portion. Likewise, in the Bible, we can see the records of the space of the second heaven opening. In the next session, I will explain to you how the things of the spiritual spaces of higher dimension took place on this earth. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when the people of Israel first ate the manna, they must have been very amazed. Of course it was tasty. That's because they tasted bread from heaven, which they had never seen or eaten before. For example, suppose you don't have any bread to eat, but there is your daily bread every morning on your table. How surprising, yet amazing this is. But most of the Israelites who ate manna every day soon began to complain against God greatly. They couldn't find anything to eat in the wilderness, but they gathered food from the ground without toiling, okay? But they started to complain after they ate manna for 2 or 3 weeks because they ate the same thing all the time because they have changing heart. When people eat the same thing over and over again, people want to have some other stuff they used to enjoy. Wouldn't it be good if we don't have, you know, if we have unchanging heart? Since I don't have changing heart, I like food unchangingly. I usually do not like, you know, meat. I prefer vegetables, especially kimchi. Even though I eat it every day, I never got bored of it. I like it. It's my favorite. Wherever I go, if there is no kimchi, I mean, it's quite disappointing, I will say. I don't get bored of it. It's always delicious. No matter how delicious food people bring to me, there is nothing like kimchi. 40, 50, 60 years, my taste never changes. When I was 4, I started to eat vegetables, let's say, okay? So for 62 years, I ate only vegetables. Vegetables is the best. How old I am? Soon, I'll be 66, right? In Korean age, it's 67, right? The Israelites complained easily because they are the people of the flesh. In other words, after the spying out the land of Canaan at Kadesh Barnea, they were agitated by the negative reports of the 10 spies and caused great anger of God. Finally, all those who were 20 or above, except Joshua and Caleb, died in the wilderness during the 40 years of life in the wilderness. What kind of lesson can we get from this? As it has been so until now, you will be able to see countless works of the spiritual spaces before your eyes. And what is the reason that God is showing us the things that go beyond the justice of the first heaven? Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 says, He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna which you didn't know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you understand that man does not live by the bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. The more experience the things of the spiritual spaces, the more completely you should live by the Word of God. And you will be given the strength to live by the Word of God. Here, when I pray, the prayer works to those who live in overseas countries. Because the gate of the spiritual space open, and my word, my prayer, travels through that open spiritual space. So it doesn't take even a second. As I explained before, in the spiritual space, the time can be adjusted. It can go faster or it can go slower. So, right after I stop praying, right after I finish my prayer, people testify to their healings. This is the open spiritual space. The voice commands the enemy devil and Satan, and they go away, and they are healed. Those sick people are healed of their diseases. Do you remember Sincia? When I prayed and commanded, a small child who was at the doorstep of death came back to life. We just got a report, report from Pakistan. The pastor Tashi Gill is visiting Pakistan. This is the letter. Greetings from Pakistan. After receiving senior pastor's prayer, we were welcomed greatly in the airport. We were thankful because we could have been in trouble when the airport in Thailand was shut down. But we were safe in Pakistan. We had the seminar for missionary from 26th to 28th. We taught the reason Father God gave human cultivation, the law of the spiritual world to answer, space, and the power of God. When I explained about the space, many missionaries were greatly touched, and they were so proud of being missionaries of Ma Min. Sister Cynthia, who suffered from celiac disease 10 years ago, came to the seminar to give thanks to the prayer of senior pastor. She was dying at this point, and I prayed for her. And soon, she was healed, and she was able to go to school, and she recovered. We visited the very site of 2000 Pakistan Crusade. So many people still remember the emotion of the crusade. They are still waiting for senior pastor. So much great changes made to Christianity in Pakistan. So many people testified. It was a country where the Christian activity or meeting was prohibited. But when I went there and conducted crusade, so many people gathered and so many people were healed. And the Christianity in Pakistan was greatly strengthened. They are the people at the crusade. It happened about 8 years ago. Other than those people, about the same amount of people were outside that place. About the same number of people were outside that place. When we visited Jesus Christ, the Gospel of Manmin Church, which is ministered by Pastor Tariq Zia, so many people listened to us, even outside the church, even on the street, and they received the prayer. When we prayed with the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on, so many people were healed, and so many people are registering their healing testimonies. Currently, senior pastor's message is broadcast through JCTV with subtitles in Urdu. And Pastor Rauf Savir, the president of JCTV, wanted to become an associating church of Manmin. His organization have 25 churches with 44,000 members. I'll skip the rest. So Pastor Love Savire registered his church as association, the Associated Churches of Manmin. Every week, many churches become branch churches and associating churches of Manmin. How grateful I am for that. In Belarus, in Ukraine, hundreds of churches wanted to become associating churches and branch churches. The more you experience the things of the spiritual spaces, the more completely you should live by the word of God. Your heart should not become less sensitive about spiritual things just because you see them often, but you should be able to have new emotions each time. In doing so, may you have true heart and perfect faith and come forth as true children whom God wants to gain. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Let your message become faith and life in their hearts. And I explained about the second heaven and the gates opening. And I made an example through Noah's flood of Noah and UFO and three magi, the stars of the movement. Movement of the stars. Father, please Let them experience the space and dimension. Let them have greater faith in their hearts. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. When I the reason I'm explaining this space and dimension is because through this you can understand the Bible correctly, and you will be able to understand the Bible all the more better, clearly. And when you come into spirit, since you become, your spirit become in the third space, you will be able to rule and control the second space. So you'll be able to control and rule the evil spirits in the second space, second heaven. And you can free the people from the diseases which are under the control of the evil spirits and the enemy devil and Satan in the second heaven. You can control them. So if you can come into spirit, if you come into the spirit, you can be protected, since you control them. So many things you can control and rule. If you don't know how to use them, you cannot control them. You should know how to use them. So many students in Korea learn how to multiply before they go to elementary school. No matter how smart you are, you don't know the formulas of the, the multiple, you know, multiplications. You cannot calculate, you know, some quiz or math questions easily. You have to count your fingers if you don't memorize them. Then you can do all the calculation much more easily. It is the same in the space and dimension. You have to learn and understand this space and dimension, and when you come into spirit, you should be able to rule and control the second heaven easily. The sooner you understand it, the sooner, the greater power you can use this power. There are so many people who use this handkerchief through this understanding of the space and dimension. So many people are healing so many people through the handkerchief. Dr. Mikhail Mogulis, Dr. Vitaly Fishberg, and other missionaries, they studied a lot, and they used this handkerchief. As they come into the spirit, they can manifest great power of God. There are so many people like that around the world. They are doing it, since they understand it. The servants of God and elders, you can do that. If you don't use it, it's useless. You should be able to practice what you learn. That's why I'm asking you to come into spirit. As you come into spirit, you can use them. Before you come into spirit, you will have it as just knowledge. Once you come into spirit, Father God will give you the power in the third heaven. Then you will be able to control the things in the first heaven and the second heaven. Can you understand? So please listen carefully and learn carefully and come into spirit as soon as possible and be a man of power, okay? If you come into the whole spirit, you will be able to manifest the power of God and authority. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and listen. Receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God, please lay your hands on these people. Please lay your hand. Transcending space and time, please work on them. Father, all the brothers and sisters who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet, from brain churches and associating churches, and all the GCN and Manmin TV viewers, and all the missionaries in overseas countries, and the people of Manmin all over the world. Please lay your hand on them. Give them the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Please open their spiritual eyes. Let them see the spiritual things. Let them speak well. Let them hear well. Let them hear well. And burn all the diseases in the intestines and organs. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them become healthy in spirit and in body. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them become healthy in spirit and in body. May the light come. May the light come. Father, please, let them become healthy in spirit and in body. Father, please bless them. Father, please bless them. Protect and bless their cars and vehicles. Let them receive blessing this week. Let them become the head, not the tail. Let them be in peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.